It's the radio segment that just joined the WWE's roster.
Oh,
hey.
He's going to be John Cena's alter ego, John Tuna.
Interesting
not
choice.
Not as intimidating.
No.
Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other scab salads just don't. This first laser story is out of Florida. Magical Florida, where scab salads are on special.
Uh-huh.
They say revenge is a dish best served cold.
Yes.
But 19-year-old Carmen Chambly may have never heard that saying because the Florida teen decided the best way to get back at her ex-boyfriend was to set his car on fire.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Oh!
According to the police report, she rode her bicycle to his neighborhood in the middle of the night.
She rode her bicycle?
She's 19,
wow.
Right?
I mean, how much of a hardened criminal can you feel, though, when you're riding a bike?
Yeah.
But that shows determination if you're willing to ride your bike all the way to your ex-boyfriend's
and
to commit a crime.
And if you're mad, you're going fast.
Yeah,
you're pedaling
like
into that guy. Can't wait to get over there.
I'm in seventh gear right now.
Ring, ring. She was armed with a gas can and a lot of matches.
Wow.
And she then found the white four-door vehicle and got to work.
All right.
Surveillance video of the crime even shows her using her purse to fan the flames of the fire.
Wow. I got time for that.
Dang, she knows how to build a fire.
She could have stole it so she didn't have to bike.
Right.
Satisfied, she hopped back on her bike and rode away from the scene. The only problem? She got the wrong car.
Oh, no.
What?
That's right.
I mean, obviously, she's in her ex-boyfriend's car a lot since she obviously doesn't have one. How do you not realize?
Well, why the error? Carmen told police it was an honest mistake because it was dark. And there were a lot of white cars in the neighborhood.
Oh, my gosh.
So she just torched the one that was parked closest to his house, thinking that it was his.
I think that defense usually holds up in court.
She was arrested and now faces charges of second-degree arson.
Oh, man.
This next laser story is out of Maryland. A 23-year-old guy named Nagai Lincoln Jr. was mini-golfing with two friends recently.
Okay.
And sometime during the activity, words were exchanged, and they all got into a fight right in the middle of the course.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yikes.
I mean, it's mini-golf.
Well,
it's
competitive.
Not clear what sparked it, but from the address in the police report, it looks like it happened at a place called Nick's Jurassic Golf.
Oh, cool.
I
want to
go there.
Me too.
And we do know that the argument ended with Nagai pulling out a knife and stabbing both of his friends.
Oh, my God.
Dang.
Wow.
Luckily, it sounds like they weren't seriously injured. One was treated at the scene and the other was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
Whoa.
Meanwhile, Nagai is facing a bunch of charges, including first-degree assault and reckless endangerment.
Yeah.
Hopefully, when the details come out, it wasn't because he couldn't get the ball in the clown's mouth.
Yeah.
You're gonna die, clown!
You think
that's
funny?
That is such a good scene.
Who among us hasn't stabbed a couple of their friends, though, in an argument?
I know,
I'm gonna go with none of us.
Oh, yeah. Okay, me neither.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Michigan. The other day, a 59-year-old man named Tony Loreno stopped off at the Speedway convenience store to fill his car with gas, and while he was there, he also bought a lottery ticket.
Oh, yeah!
I love these stories.
I know.
The game was called Winning Millions.
Not a very clever title to the game.
Well, it doesn't have to be clever.
Okay.
It needs to be to the point.
Yeah, and that it is. Very direct.
And Tony had told his wife that Winning Millions was his favorite type of lottery game, and he always plays it when he has to stop for gas. So that day was no different. When he finished scratching, the ticket revealed at the bottom that Tony was immediately $1 million richer.
It's a P-A-T-Y.
Because I said so.
What a dream.
He got the one.
Yeah, but like Brooks said, winning millions, it's so literal.
Well,
he's actually going to win a million? According to the security footage, he was so excited that he began jumping and dancing around, completely forgetting that he was filling up his car with gas.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
And that's when he drove off with the gas pump still attached to his car.
No.
Wow.
Let me guess. He does exactly $1 million worth of damage.
Yeah.
Breaks even.
Wouldn't that be terrible?
The nozzle in the long tube ripped away from the machine as Tony sped home.
Yeah.
Oh, That's right. They have tearaways.
Yeah, they just rips off.
This happens a lot.
I've been with a friend who drove off with one once.
No.
So what is he going to do with the money? He says he's planning to use his winnings to buy himself a new house, a new car, take a vacation, and pay for the gas nozzle repair.
Yeah, right. There it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
His next laser story is out of Personal Space Headquarters. Some people are ready for things like handshakes and hugs again, and some aren't. So how do you tell who's who? Well, here's one idea. A lot of conferences have started using colored wristbands as a way for people to know who's okay with physical contact and who isn't.
I love this.
I saw one of these the other day. I went to the doctor and
someone
I was like, oh, and they're like, you mind if I sit by you? I'm like, no, it's cool, I'm vaccinated. And she's like, oh, me too. And she held up like a red wristband and I was like,
well, I think red means stay away.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know then.
When they go to the hospital, don't they just give you like a medical wristband to wear on your wrist
This is a doctor's office.
Just going to do lab work. They just do some blood work. And same with this lady.
I feel like they give you a medical wristband so that they know who the patient is.
Only if you're checked into the hospital.
What doctor do you go to?
If you're checked into the hospital as a patient, you get a medical wristband. You do not.
Hi, I'm here for my appointment. Yeah. And they don't give you a gown. They say sit down and you'll be right with you.
Oh, okay.
Jeff's naked at the eye doctor with a wristband on.
Hey, I scratch my wrist. You guys got those gowns in the back? I'm already naked.
Anyway, back to the colored wristbands. Red means stay 6 feet away.
Lady, I swear it was red.
Can we just wear red all the time?
If you don't want anybody to touch you. Yellow means touching elbows is cool.
Like a COVID shake.
And green means you're okay with things like handshakes, high fives, and even hugs.
So when I'm at the club, just lather those on.
Yeah. I have white on. Kiss me.
Three of them means tongue.
Yeah.
It's not a new idea, though. A company called Social Bands started selling them last year, but the Wall Street Journal just did a big story on it this week, and they're becoming more popular at big social events like family reunions and at weddings.
That's cool.
It is kind of nice.
I want to wear a red one and be like, kidding, get in here and hug me, you silly.
And that's it's not all who's getting into the brightly colored wristband action. Word is a few of the national swingers groups have purchased a bunch in bulk to prepare for their new gatherings and parties, which are going to be opening up soon.
Is there someone going to a swinger party that's red, stay 6 feet away?
I just came here to watch.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I just
want to
see everything. Thank you.
I wonder what the blue-colored one means.
Oh.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, that's right. It means he took the pill. That's the sound of a turtle who's ready to party all night.
Oh, yeah. I need to get over here.
It means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Friday.